From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The 49,000 residents of Joplin, Missouri, had just a few minutes to seek cover before a massive tornado struck yesterday. One group of about 20 sought cover at a Fast Trip convenience store. Among them, 23-year-old Isaac Duncan. Using his phone, he recorded what happened next. Duncan, along with the others, crowded into the store's walk-in refrigerator, and there they waited for the worst. When the group emerged from the Fast Trip refrigerator, much of the store around them and much of Joplin itself was gone. The tornado left a path of destruction nearly half a mile wide and 6 miles long. So far, at least 116 people are confirmed dead. Earlier, I spoke with reporter Frank Morris in Joplin about what he found there today.
Well, it's not the same town anymore. About a third of it has been ravaged by this monster tornado. And so you drive in and there's debris everywhere and the lights are out. You notice that right away. But then when you get into the part where the tornado really hit, it looks like it was just ground up in a meat grinder and spit across the surface of the earth here.
And how much time, actually, did people have? How much warning did they have before the tornado struck?
Well, apparently the sirens went off about 20 minutes before the tornado hit. A lot of people, though, didn't heed them. And I talked with one fellow whose warning was a chair from the porch flying through the front window. He grabbed his daughter and pulled a couch over them and saved their lives that way. A lot of people here in this neighborhood that was very, very hard hit did not have basements. This was a neighborhood built probably in the 60s. People weathered this storm in their bathrooms, in bathtubs, and a number of them didn't make it. There are a lot of people not among the dead who are in critical condition, farmed out to hospitals all around this area.
Is this still a rescue operation? That is, do people assume there might be survivors buried under the debris who still could be saved?
Yes, that is the assumption. They're still looking for survivors. Some of the houses, not all the houses have been searched with dogs, because this is a wide swath of devastation here. And I think there's still some hope that they might find somebody in one of the houses. They have pulled people out of very tight corners, I'm told, and so there's still some hope that there might be some more survivors found. They're not yet just looking for bodies, although they're searching for them as well.
And I would assume residents are looking for their possessions that they lost in the tornado. What are you hearing from folks there?
Well, people are primarily looking for things like their glasses or their keys, things that you wouldn't expect to lose. But when a tornado bears down, it comes down on you and you're not ready for it, you don't have those things. Of course, they're also looking for photographs. I saw a fellow pull a file cabinet out from underneath a house. It had gone into a kind of a crawl space underneath the house. And that was like finding a treasure chest because it had all the personal papers in it from his mother-in-law's personal papers. His mother-in-law, wound up out in the yard. They found her in the yard, and she's in critical condition, but at least they found her personal belongings. And again, these houses, a lot of them, Robert, are just completely destroyed. There's the rubble and the splinters, the slurry of mud and glass and nails and twisted metal, it's everywhere. It's not just that the houses are destroyed. It's that the houses were destroyed and churned up and splintered and spit out everywhere. And there's not a square inch of ground that you can look at that isn't embedded with the fragments of people's lives.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Robert.
It's a reporter, Frank Morris, speaking to us from Joplin, Missouri.